3.6 million shipping containers. That's a record-breaking amount of cargo that moved through the Port of Savannah last fiscal year, according to the Georgia Ports Authority. And those numbers are only likely to go up as the Savannah Port Expansion Project gains momentum. And there's construction of what's called an inland port. That's brand new. That's meant to reduce truck traffic. That'll begin soon, about 90 miles north of Atlanta in Maury County.
Well, and Dennis, a part of that, as you know, is the dredging of the Savannah River. That's an important step in this expansion project that's scheduled to begin earlier than expected. Joining us to talk more about all of this is Dave Williams. He's a staff writer with the Atlanta Business Chronicle. Dave, we appreciate you coming in and taking the time.
Well, I'm glad to be here.
Well, let's begin with this. For some, they may have been, I don't know, on the moon somewhere. For some of our listeners who may not be following this, sort of give us a quick summary of this expansion project.
Well, basically, the idea is to take the port from up to 47 feet depth, and they need to do that at Savannah in order to remain competitive. Right now, the port is the fourth busiest container port in the country. And the reason they need to deepen the port is because there's going to be some really large ships, the super containerized vessels that are going to be in going through the Panama Canal when the widening project there, a significant widening of the Panama Canal, is done next year. There's going to be much larger containerized vessels out there. And right now, the way the tides work in Savannah and the depth of the harbor, they can't come into the harbor.
Well, and it's also, sort of give us a snapshot of what's on these container port. I mean, what's shipping in, what's coming in, what's coming out? It can't be like, you know, mussels or, you know, frozen salmon. What are we talking about here?
Well, we're talking about pretty much anything that comes in and out of the Port of Savannah, the Garden City Terminal, which is the biggest terminal there. Basically, the containerized cargo is about each container is about the size that a tractor trailer would be able to carry. So it's just anything that fits in a container. Unlike, for example, cars that go in and out of the Port of Brunswick, you certainly can't to put those in containers. But just about anything that fits in a container goes in and out.
So in order to stay competitive, presumably, and to handle the big ships that are coming out of the Panama Canal, Savannah has needed to deepen its harbor, and that's what the dredging's about. But right from the beginning, people like Mayor Kasim Reed and Metro Atlanta leaders have jumped on this and said, we need to support the dredging of the Savannah Harbor. Why is Atlanta so invested in this?
Well, it's sort of direct and indirect reasons. Directly, although a lot of the warehouse distribution business that the port does is located down in the area of the port, there is some in Metro Atlanta, there's some warehouse distribution that likes to be near the airport, for example, for air cargo here, and they want to be able to get quickly to the port, and they can do so from here. Indirectly, some of the big companies who have moved here either to Atlanta or near Atlanta the last several years have talked about the harbor deepening as a reason they wanted to come. One good example is when Caterpillar announced they were going to build a plant, heavy equipment plant in the Athens area. They talked about the fact that they wanted to be able to use the port, and the deepening project was cited as a factor in them coming here.
And tied to that then has to be road transportation, because let's say if you're Caterpillar and you're in Athens, to get stuff from the port to Athens, you've got to have a network of roads. We already have quite a few interstates, but are we talking about developing further the road network, or are we looking at perhaps expanded impact on the roads if we get more trucks going through here?
Well, I think it's a combination of road and rail. Right now, the vast majority of the cargo they handle comes, as you mentioned, by road, but there's only so much you can do. There's several reasons why rail is preferred. One, it's environmentally more friendly. It's also cheaper for the companies. You've also got to keep in mind that the Port of Savannah and Port of Brunswick both are not just handling cargo coming in and out, going to Georgia and coming from Georgia. They're taking in materials from other states in the southeast as well. So you mentioned the inland port that is going to open. It's kind of an oxymoron, you think about it. Inland port.
I don't know of any big bodies of water up there in Maury County.
Well, it's actually, it's sort of part of a network because it's the second inland port that has been opened. In 2013, an inland port was opened up in Cordele. And so what they do is they take truck traffic coming in with cargo from, let's say, Alabama, North Florida, Mississippi, down there. It comes into Cordele and then it doesn't have to go on trucks any farther toward the port. It gets on freight rail there at the inland port. That's why it's an intermodal, they call it, because it's the trucks come in, the rail goes out, and then they take the material over by rail. The same thing is going to happen with the port up in Chatsworth, but they're going to handle cargo from North Georgia, but also from North Alabama, Tennessee, South Carolina, North Carolina, and even parts of Kentucky.
Well, Dave, we've talked about the importance of this. I mean, you've mentioned some of the economic factors here, but of course, with anything, there are concerns about this project, and it begins with the environmental concerns of this port expansion. What are people, could be lobbyist groups, could be advocates, anyone, what are we hearing about the environmental concerns about this port expansion?
Well, you're always going to have environmental concerns when you're talking about dredging an area that's a number of miles, because Savannah's not right on the ocean. You have to dredge starting in the ocean and dredge all the way up, I think it's maybe 18, 20 miles up to Savannah, so there's going to be a lot of environmental impact. But one thing that the Army Corps has done with this project, and basically they had to in order to mitigate this environmental impact, is about a third of the project cost, the $706 million project cost, is going to be on what they call environmental mitigation measures. For example, this release they just put out updating the project, they're going to be doing what's called a dissolved oxygen injection system, kind of a high-tech way of making sure that this environmental impact doesn't take too much oxygen out of the water, which would, of course, be harmful to species. Another thing they're doing is actually for people as well as animal species, and that's they're going to be injecting dissolved oxygen into the system and also setting up an interim reservoir down in Savannah for extra water supply in case the supply gets contaminated for people in Savannah area while they're doing this work.
And will there be some sort of checks and balances system here for to make sure that with everything that the Army Corps of Engineers, everything they're talking about will be done? I have a feeling there will be someone sort of on a side with a clipboard making sure, okay, we've checked this off, they've done that, they've done this.
Well, I think it's similar to what you think about the nuclear project that's going on over near Augusta with Plant Vogtle. I mean, they have the Nuclear Regulatory Commission on site all the time. I'm not sure if it's that close monitoring with this project, but I'm sure that there are government agencies involved in keeping an eye on it.
If you've just joined us, we're talking to Dave Williams of the Atlanta Business Chronicle about the huge expansion project at the Port of Savannah and also the construction of what's called an inland port north of Atlanta in Maury County. Dave, one of the, just real quickly on the environmental concerns that Rose raised, South Carolina had a stake in this. And South Carolina environmental regulators, going back a few years, were really concerned about the effects of the dredging on South Carolina, even though it was a Georgia project. Now, this got all tangled up in South Carolina politics, but in the end, Governor Nikki Haley basically said, it's all right, go ahead, Georgia. Mm-hmm. She got in a lot of trouble in South Carolina for that. Is that chapter closed, or could South Carolina still pose some objections at this point in the project?
I think it's probably late for that at this point because this was a process that started in the late 1990s, all the environmental review, and of course the Georgia politicians complained for years and years that it was just taking way too long for the Army Corps to do all of its studying and all of its due diligence. So it was over 10 years, maybe about 12 or 13, before the Army Corps finally signed off on this. So they had time to go through all of that back at that time. And I think also at one point, the idea of building that second port in South Carolina itself kind of got into the mix. They were talking about building one in Jasper County, South Carolina, that basically would be able to compete with the Port of Savannah. And I think maybe the fact that that's not happening has gotten South Carolina folks to back away and just let this project go forward.
Well, now the inland port in Maury County will also have some environmental impact. Much of Maury County is federally protected forest land, so that's at a much earlier stage. Do we know what the effects will be or whether there are potential hurdles in terms of either regulatory objections or objections from folks in Maury County about this?
Well, this is not going to have the footprint, certainly, that a dredging project would. It's about a 40-acre site, and it is, as far as I know, there's existing rail. They're going to be using CSX rail. They're basically a party to this agreement. So I don't really believe it has that kind of a factor environmentally. From the point of view of the folks there, the local decision makers, you know, Maury County is not exactly Grand Central Station for jobs, and they really want those jobs.
No, county leaders there would want the economic development.
That's right.
but have environmental groups any any organized objections at this point?
Not that I've heard, but this was just announced just a few days ago.
Dave, we've been talking about funding, and of course, everyone wants to know who's going to pay for what and making sure all the money gets to go where it's supposed to go. All of Georgia's representatives and senators in Congress, well, they're pushing for federal money to come to the port. Is it possible, and what you've been hearing, that we'll see some holdup of any kind of these funds?
Well, that's certainly possible. What the state has done, to their credit, is kind of go out on a log here. They're basically out on a limb, I should say. They have put all of the state money up front into this project. It's supposed to be a state-federal match. It's a $706 million project, and because the federal money's been slow and been forthcoming, the state has put all of that share into it so they can go ahead and start building it. What they're looking for now, and I think in the teaser to this program you mentioned that the congressional delegation has been lobbying lately for money. Mm-hmm. They sent a letter to the Army Corps, the secretary, the undersecretary of the Army, and asked for a commitment from the federal government of at least $100 million a year for the next four fiscal years. Now, the Obama administration, at least lip service-wise, has been very supportive of this project. And you've also got to keep in mind that Mayor Kasim Reed is very close to the administration, has been lobbying for it as well. So even if the Republican congressional delegation is not successful or has a hard time with the Democrats in the White House, you'd hope at least that Kasim Reed would be able to be influential, as he's certainly attempted to be, to get that money freed up.
With 2016 just around the corner, in a sense, and the presidential campaign is going to be heating up, is it possible that we could hear this as part of anyone's campaign about not why federal money should not be used? And if it's a Georgia problem, Georgia should pay for it.
No, I don't think so. Because I think everyone recognizes the national potential for this project. The port's always putting out statistics on how this benefits the entire economy. And again, you've got to keep in mind that this is a very significant port in the national picture.
Now, isn't there a ship or something that was also involved?
The Confederate.
What's going on with that?
CSS Georgia, wasn't it?
Right.
Is it still down there from what
no,
I understand?
Yeah, it is. That's part of the update they gave us there.
Yeah, I thought they had finished with that.
No, they're still working on it. I don't know why it takes this long, but they started in January recovering the Confederate sub, which the Confederates themselves
sank it, right.
Because they didn't want the Union forces to get it back in 1864. And it's in the way. So really one of the first things they have to get it out of the way is that ship, and they're all working on it. The best news for on this update is that they've gotten some dredging equipment earlier than they thought they'd be able to get it, and they're going to start dredging within a month, which they originally were going to start in December.
So
they're actually ahead of schedule.
What difference will that acceleration make in terms of either funding or getting ahead of any other obstacles they might be running into otherwise?
Well, as far as arguing for funding, if you're making good progress and ahead of schedule, that's got to be a good psychological sign. I don't know if it means that much in terms of the entire schedule of when they're going to finish, but they want to get done as soon as possible.
Is there any competition possible here from other ports, or is Georgia at this point with Savannah ahead of any possible competition along the eastern seaboard?
Yeah, Georgia is, I think there's been some noise about other projects along the coast, but Georgia's farther along.
Dave Williams of the Atlanta Business Chronicle. Obviously, this is a story that will make a big difference in terms of Georgia's economy, and it's one we'll continue to cover. Dave, thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome.
Thanks for coming in, Dave.
Enjoyed it.